today is the 35th anniversary of the movie Bull Durham. Not just one of the great sports movies, baseball movies of all time, one of the great movies of all time. Ron Shelton is the writer and director, and he joins us on the Adam Gold Show. Happy 35th anniversary, sir.
Well, you know, I'm just happy to be here. Hope I can help the ball club.
I'm sure you have many favorite scenes. What did you help write all the cliches?
Well, you know, the cliches are the easiest thing to dig out, because I learned when I was playing in the minors, I was in Double A at the time, that the interview after the game, the post-game interview, did not want you to actually have an opinion. He just wanted the cliches. And once I learned that, it made it very easy.
Oh, man. What we want, here's, as somebody who does a lot of post-game interviews, what I want is for you to confirm what I think I saw. So I will ask you, was that a difficult play? And you're supposed to say, yes, it was a difficult play. That's the way the interviews generally go. How good was Kevin Costner to work with in terms of the baseball side of all of these things?
Kevin's a wonderful athlete, which a lot of actors think they are, but they aren't. I promise you, Kevin actually is. And He wasn't doubled for anything. He did all his own catching. He was, you know, in practices, he was throwing guys out stealing. he hit a ball out right-handed and a ball out left-handed. Now, we didn't exactly have the camera angles to show it, but he's the real deal, and he did his own golf in Tin Cup, and yeah, he's a good basketball player, too. So
that is,
and by the way, he's great to work with. I've had a great time with Kevin twice.
Did you choose Kevin Costner because of his athleticism?
Well, I'd been told he was an athlete, and I'd liked him in a couple of early movies, though he wasn't the lead. Silverado, you may remember, he's just fabulous in that. Another little movie called Fandango nobody's ever seen. but people said, yeah, he played high school baseball, and I liked what I saw, and we went out and practiced in the parking lot at an arcade in the valley here in L.A., and put some quarters on the machine, and he started hitting line drives. I said, well, that's the guy. So that's how it happened.
I mean, he did that in a scene in Bull Durham where he and Susan Sarandon, Annie, are at a batting cage, and he's hitting one-handed. You know, just holding the bat one-handed. I know Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins, who at the time were a couple, they're big baseball fans. I know they're big Mets fans. Did that also help in the movie?
Well, they weren't a couple before I cast them. They became a couple during the movie.
See what you did.
Yeah, I didn't even realize they were becoming a couple until a year after the movie. You know, a couple of years later, because I don't pay attention to anything. going on. But yeah, they're both baseball fans. Tim's a huge Mets fan, out of his mind Mets fan.
Yeah.
And Susan, and you know, they ended up having a couple of sons, and so she became a big sports fan. So yeah, and Robert Wool's a huge sport. It was a baseball group, put it that way.
Ron Shelton, the writer and director of Bull Durham, celebrating a 35th anniversary today. And I know you and I have talked about this before, but how surprised were you at the success and the longevity of this movie?
Well, as you know, a year ago, a book came out about all this called The Church of Baseball. And I thought we were making a good movie, but the studio hated it. We didn't know it would be well-received until it opened in theaters, and the reviews were great, and the people were gone in droves. And up until then, I thought I would never work again. And I thought, well, if they don't like this, they don't want to work with me, because this is what I do. And so it was a relief when it was a hit, and the reviews were so good, and it got Oscar nomination and all that. The longevity is just kind of thrilling, because you don't expect it. You're just trying to survive long enough to make your next movie, you know. And the fact that it's now referenced as a classic, and we're still talking about it 35 years later, is pretty thrilling.
It's one of those things that are timeless. Has anybody ever approached you about a remake?
Each week, we dive into the mind of the con artist, uncovering the secrets behind the biggest Ponzi schemes you never heard about.
We're not talking about Bernie Madoff or Charles Ponzi.
That's right. Those guys have been covered to death. The Ponzi Playbook will focus on those fraudsters who have swindled millions from unsuspecting investors. Subscribe to the Ponzi Playbook wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, and a long time ago, I came up with a storyline that might work. And then I kind of bailed on it because, you know, at the end of the movie, if you do a sequel, what happened to Annie and Crash? You have to say they fell apart, and then everybody be pissed off at me. So I couldn't break up the romance. And you can't remake it, obviously. Mm-hmm. We've talked about, is there a way to do a TV series that captures this world? But, you know, I mean, everybody's 70 and 50 years old and for real now. So you'd have to do a minor league story that sort of has the flavor of Bull Durham. That's probably the way you'd do it.
Ron Shelton, the writer and director of Bull Durham, 35th anniversary is today. You know, the remake of White Guys Can't Jump is, I guess, either out in theaters, and my son wanted to see it. I'm like, nope, you're not going to watch it. You're going to watch the original, because the originals are almost always so much better. Crash is a manager in Visalia.
Well, if he still is after 35 years, he's not a very good manager. I think I had an idea that he would have had to have been 20 years younger, that he was, that, you know, Durham has gone from being the end of the trail to the gateway to the big leagues, because now it's AAA, and he ends up in a AAA manager, and now suddenly Durham, instead of the gateway to oblivion, is now possibly the gateway to the big leagues. And Annie hadn't worked, and she'd gone off and was a professor in Paris at the Sorbonne, and she comes back as a guest lecturer at Duke, and Nuke's washed up in Venezuela trying to learn a knuckleball. And anyway, somehow they all ended up in Durham again, but it was far-fetched, but I never wrote it. I just dreamed it up.
how much of the scenes, because you had so many talented people involved, how much of the scenes were ad-libbed in some way, shape, or form?
Oh, not, almost nothing's ad-libbed. I mean, Robert's line about candlesticks, he came up with. Once in a while, somebody come up with a line that we try, but if you read the script, it's pretty much all there.
Ron Shelton is joining us here. Before I let you go, why did you choose, and this is probably the third or fourth time we have talked, I don't know if I've asked you this question, why did you choose the Durham Bulls as the essentially the team?
Well, my producer is from Durham, and he's an L.A. producer, and he owns a small piece of them, but he didn't say you had to shoot it in Durham. I traveled all over the Sally League and the Carolina League before I wrote the script to see if the minor leagues had changed since I played in them, and they hadn't. And I fell in love with the Durham ballpark because it was surrounded by neighborhoods where people could walk to the games, and tobacco warehouses that were now empty because tobacco was dying. And the whole town at that time was boarded up. If you recall, I mean, Raleigh-Durham area is unrecognizable from 35 years ago. I mean, it was run down. And I thought this is a perfect minor league, you know, location. And so, because I could shoot a ballpark without having to do anything to it, except the lights were so bad, you couldn't shoot film on it. We had to improve the lighting just to be able to get a reading on the light meter. But that's why I love the look and feel of the town.
It is a great town, and the old Durham Athletic Park, which I've had the opportunity to play several either old-time baseball games or softball games on, is still being used. North Carolina Central calls that its home field, and obviously Durham Bulls Athletic Park is an absolute gem in downtown Durham. Ron Shelton, happy 35th anniversary. Thank you very much for carving out some time today.
Very good. You know, we shot at Mitch's Tavern in Raleigh, too. So we shot in Raleigh as well.
That is right. A place that I have been to they fixed the window in the back door. That's good. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thanks, Adam.
Take care. Ron Shelton, the writer and director of Bull Durham. Happy 35th anniversary to all of us.